This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Subhanallah, I was affected by what happened. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a quick reminder. Subhanallah, I was affected by what happened. Today is the 9th of Ramadan. The 9th of Ramadan. 9 days almost have finished from the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, Ramadan just started last night. And everyone was talking about these long days that we are going to fast and the nights are very short, 18 degrees or whatever degrees. And is there any way to reduce the number of hours, and it will be hot and these children will be attending exams and all of these things. And subhanallah, wallahi, so far, all the people that I have been talking to, all of them said that, oh, it went too fast. All of them confirmed that. Just very few people who maybe complained that they were a bit long. In fact, the non-practicing people themselves, wallahi al-azim, also confirmed this fact. Subhanallah. Don't you think that this is amazing? First of all, my dear brothers and sisters, let us remember that when Allah Jalla wa Ala commands us to do something, it is the easiest way for us. Let us also be confident that Allah Jalla wa Ala is the one who said in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah desires ease for you. Allah does not desire to put hardship on you. And in the other ayah, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah does not want to put hardship because of this deen on you, my dear brothers and sisters. This is one thing. The other thing, it is amazing that Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. وَاسْتَعِينُوا, take help. By what? By doing sabr and by doing salah. The Ramadan is the month of sabr, so we have sabr naturally. And we also pray a lot. And because of these two things, subhanallah, we find that Ramadan is easy, although we have some difficulties in during the month of Ramadan. Another point that I would like all of you to reflect upon, which is when you are busy during the month of Ramadan, you will find that those days are moving very quickly. How? If you set targets for yourselves, for example, if you put a target for yourself that every day you want to read 5 juz of the Quran, wallahi, you will find that, oh, there is no time for me, there is no time. Subhanallah, now it is iftar and I have not read mine. So you wish if the days, wallahi, were longer. But if you do not have targets and you just wait for the end of the day, and you have plenty of time, you will see, oh, subhanallah, it is still 6 o'clock. Oh, it is still 7 o'clock. Oh, 2 more hours for us to go. Or when you wake up in the morning and maybe you feel dry, and all of us feel a bit dry when we wake up early in the morning, you still say, oh, wow, it is 8 o'clock and I will break my fast at 9:15 or 9:20. Wow, 12, 13 more hours. Subhanallah. If you have this attitude, you will find that it is long. Imagine, my dear brothers and sisters, if you enjoy the ibadah will love you, Allah will love you, and you will love the ibadah will be easy for you, and you will attain this hadith, or you will achieve the reward in this hadith. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The one who fasts the month of Ramadan because of two conditions. Iman, believing that Allah Jalla wa Ala commands him to fast. The second condition is what? Ihtisaba, means he is looking forward for the reward of that deed. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.